Hi there. Welcome to this episode of the Flourish As You Age podcast series, where we're exploring techniques and practices to enhance our well-being and our ability to flourish as we age. I'm Michael C. Patterson. Here's a quick recap of previous episodes. The basic question we're trying to answer is how we can flourish as we age, and we suggested that to flourish, we need to optimize both our brain health and our mental management. We need a healthy brain and a well-managed mind. In episode 3, I gave a quick review of the 8 behavioral roots of brain health. That's the brain health side. Now, the main focus of this series is on the mental management side of the equation. And in episode 4, I introduced the idea that we have to manage two minds, each with a radically different perspective on the world, a sensory mind and a conceptual mind. In episode 5, The Empress and Her Deputy, it offers an allegory about the dangers of allowing our conceptual mind to dominate. And in episode 6 and 7, we discussed Richie Davidson's 4 dimensions of well-being: awareness, connection, insight, and purpose. In this episode, I'd like to move on and introduce the idea of flow. Specifically, I'd like to make the case that the state of flow can be a useful way to measure our quality of life as we age. I should take a moment to say a word about aging. I'm 76, and I'm thinking about flourishing from a 76-year-old perspective, and I'm targeting these podcasts to older people. But it should be pointed out that we are aging from the moment we're born until the moment we die. So using flow as a measure of quality of life as we age applies to anyone of any age. I use the term qualongevity, the combination of ideas of longevity and quality of life. I want to live a long life, and I want old age to be pleasant and fulfilling. I want to live long and live well. And I don't want to stay alive if my life is nothing more than pain and suffering, or is without any meaning and purpose. No, I want more quality years. But just what do I mean by quality of life? Your ideas of quality of life are likely to differ from mine. Is there any way to generalize a good life? And if so, how could we measure it? How much quality is needed to make my life worth living? Or better yet, how much quality do I need to feel that I'm flourishing? These are complex and nuanced questions that are hard to answer. The concept of flow has given me a useful way of corralling my thoughts about quality of life and simplifying my thinking about this topic. The state of flow helps me define what I mean by a good life. The psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi coined the term flow to describe an altered state of consciousness that he describes as, quote, being so involved in an activity that nothing else seems to matter. The ego falls away, time flies. Every action, movement, and thought follows inevitably from the previous one, like playing jazz. Your whole being is involved, and you're using your skills to the utmost. End quote. Well, that all sounds lovely. One strength of the term flow as a marker of quality of life is that we have all experienced it. We have all, I hope, experienced the feeling of flow at least once in our lives. When we were children and engaged in exuberant, uninhibited play, we almost certainly were in a flow state. It's a great feeling, and it isn't easy to forget. Csikszentmihalyi says, quote, on those rare occasions when it happens, we feel a sense of exhilaration, a deep sense of enjoyment that is long cherished and that becomes a landmark in memory for what life should be like, end quote. Right. Exactly. That's what life should be like. I'd like flow to be a more integral part of my remaining years. So I'm interested in figuring out how to find flow more often and more regularly during each and every day. I get into a kind of flow state when I'm playing with my grandkids, you know, fooling around, tickling, laughing, or when I'm reading them a story and acting out the voices of all the characters. I get into flow sometimes when writing, or when I get caught up in researching a particularly fascinating question. I can get into flow when reading an absorbing book. I used to get into flow when dancing and playing sports. Flow ties into the hemisphere hypothesis that I talked about in previous episodes. I think that when we are in a flow state, we are connecting with our sensory, experiential mind and are quieting the endless chatter of our conceptual mind. Or perhaps the thinking we do in flow is more mindful and focused, rather than the mindless rumination that fills our mind when we're daydreaming. If flow is associated with our sensory experiential mind, then training our mind to focus on sensations and direct experience may be a way to stimulate the flow state. In any case, when I am in a state of flow, I feel good. I'm happy. I have purpose. In the flow state, I am focused and centered, I believe, on real experience, on the life I am actually living, and not on some fantasy of what should have been, or could have been, or ought to be. In flow, I have no time to ruminate about the past or to become anxious about the future, because I'm rooted in the present moment. So, back to quality of life. It makes sense that the more time I spend in a state of flow, the higher my quality of life. More flow equals higher quality of life. That's a workable formula. This is much simpler than, say, thinking up a bucket list of things I want to achieve before I die, on the theory that each item I check off my list takes me one rung higher on the ladder of happiness and fulfillment. Well, that never seems to work. Happiness is a state of mind, a state of consciousness. Quality of life has less to do with what we do and more with how we go about doing it. With the right attitude and frame of mind, we can be doing just about anything and find it pleasurable and fulfilling. And the flow state seems to sweep us into the right attitude and that positive state of mind. With flow as my standard, quality of life as I age will be determined by my state of mind, not by what I'm doing or where I happen to be. I could be traveling to Ireland or sitting in my office in San Diego. If I'm in the flow, life will be good. Conversely, if the state of flow eludes me, it won't matter where I am. If my mind is caught up in rumination, even in the most exotic of locales, life would feel unsatisfactory and disappointing. Using flow as a proxy for quality of life also gives me a strategy. My goal is longevity, to flourish in my final years. One important strategy I can use to achieve that goal will be to increase the amount of time I spend in the flow state. To flourish more, I need to get into a flow state more often. So, how can I make that happen? What tactics can I use to get into a flow state more often? I'll explore this question in the coming episodes of the Flourish as You Age podcast. All right, that's it for now. Be well and flow with the flow.